broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys and they remain for college football. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3, and we are live worldwide on the ESPN app and on all smart speakers. Got a connected device, got a little Alexa in your kitchen, Google Home speaker in the bathroom like I do. Good. Tell it, play ESPN West Palm, and we will stream live in full effect as we go. Three top 25 games on the slate. A big, big game. Damian Perez, que paso?
Good morning, JC.
Good to see you, my friend. Let's roll, shall we, on this college football Saturday. We get into the slate. The slate presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood on this Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. Noon on ABC. It is South Carolina at the number 7 Alabama Crimson Tide. Tied a 21-point favorite. 3:30 on ABC. They used to call this the Red River Shootout. Now they call it the Red River Game because, obviously, trying to downplay the shootout term. We all know it's the shootout. It is what it is.
It's been a close game for the past few years.
The number one team in the country, the Texas Longhorns, and the 18th ranked Oklahoma Sooners. This one is always fun, and it happens at the big fair where there's all kinds of Krispy Kreme donut burgers and fried chocolate covered bacon on a stick. What's your favorite, by the way? When you go, like, if you're going to the fair, what's that one thing you are definitely getting? And don't say turkey leg like Fred Flintstone.
No. I'm not a fan of the turkey legs, to be honest. I really like the fried Oreos.
Deep fried, can never go wrong with deep fried Oreos.
Can never.
Never go wrong. Sooners, a 14-point dog, can't say home, it's neutral site. 3:30 on NBC, Stanford at Notre Dame. The 11th ranked Fighting Irish are a 23.5-point favorite. Also 3:30 on CBS. The 4th ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State are at USC. This is now when we start to get Rose Bowl games in the middle of October. The new alignment of the Big Ten. Penn State at USC feels like a Rose Bowl. Nope. It's 3:30 this afternoon on CBS. The Trojans, a 4-point home dog. 4:15, that weird kickoff window on the SEC network. Mississippi State, the fighting Dak Prescotts at the number 5th now ranked Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia, a 34-point favorite. 34. Don't give me your pick yet. We'll get those in the pick six. College football, anything can happen. 7 o'clock on ESPN. It is the Florida Gators at the number 8 ranked Tennessee Volunteers. Vols a 14-point favorite. 2-touchdown, full favorite in this spot. And at 7:30 on ABC, it is the number 9 ranked Ole Miss Rebs at the 13th ranked LSU Tigers. Get this, Damian Perez. LSU, Baton Rouge, prime time. You know they're all kinds of liquored up. They're a home dog of 3.5 points.
Risky.
Ricky, it is. Vegas. That's some Tom Cruise risky business. Please tell me you've seen the movie.
I don't want to disappoint you, but I have not.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Story of my life. And that gets us to the big game, and we got a big one. We got a big one tonight. I mean, a big, big, big game on tap. Presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood, crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown, fried perfection. That is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. 7:30 on NBC, and if you still got the Peacock app, because you were forced to subscribe back when the Chiefs played the Dolphins in the wild card game, the number 2 ranked Ohio State Buckeyes at the number 3. Oregon Ducks. 2 versus 3. Someone catches that first L of the season and does it before the middle of October. Another home slight dog. Ducks plus 3 to Ohio State. This is a benchmark game. This is a see where you're really at game. This is a your record indicates you're not as good. Maybe you're better then. But this is that game. It is our big game presented by Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Again, get all the dip and sauces. Tenders made of USDA classified tenderloin. Go to budschicken.com for pickup, delivery, order ahead to dine in. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. Family owned and operated since 1957. Six locations, Palm Beach County. These are my people. If you've never had their sides, do it. Not only voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County by you, the people, if you believe in democracy, and I do, that says everything you need to know. The best fried fish sandwich anywhere. Chicken tenders made of tenderloin. Homemade sides. Macaroni salad, potato salad, mac and cheese, coleslaw, all of it. If you're not hungry right now, you might be dead. Check your pulse. Go to budschicken.com. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Devoted, committed to family, faith, football. The best ingredients, the best value in fast and fast casual. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Damn it, now I'm hungry. Ohio State at Oregon. I want your thoughts on this because you watch a little bit of college football, actually, in Damian Perez.
Yeah, this is probably, I would say it's the second best game on the slate.
What's the best game?
I'll still take that Texas versus
the Red game. River, don't call it shootout?
Yeah, I think that'll probably be the game that delivers as far as tradition and rivalry.
OSU and Oregon. This game a year ago used to have much higher stakes because a year ago you lose this game, you might not have a chance to get back into the playoff picture. This year, that pressure's gone. With the expanded field of 12, you can lose this game, but you got to do it close, or you got to look decent doing it. This is a whole different. I love the expanded playoff, but it also, let's be honest, it takes away some of the stakes in games like this time of year.
It does take away the stakes, but I would say this is probably the positive side. You know, we got Alabama versus Georgia a few weeks back.
Oh yeah.
Now we're getting Oregon versus OSU. You know, number two versus number three. I would say this is on the positive side of the expansion, but like you said, it does take away the sense of urgency as teams are, it won't affect them as much if they do have that one or two loss.
Because part of what was great about college football was that every game like this was almost
life
kind of like the NCAA tournament in basketball. It's almost single elimination. But if you are number two and you lose to three, or if you're three and you lose to two, and you do it in the middle of October, you should be good as long as you don't catch a second L. With that said, there's going to be a team in the playoffs, possibly with two L's, depending on. It does take away a little bit of the you got to win it. It changes everything. But with that said, still, to win this game goes a whole lot way down the road to where you situate. Who do you like in this spot? We're going to pick it later in pick six, but we're going to pick it against the spread. But you got a lean? Because I know you watch a little bit of college football.
Yeah. I do have a lean. You know, OSU looked great against Iowa last week. You know, team that loves to rush it. But I got Oregon at home. You know, being home dogs at home against OSU, I think they'll show up.
I think
that crowd's going to show up. And like you said, prime time. Yeah. This is set up for for Oregon to really make a splash.
Yeah, Oregon should win this. We'll get to it. We'll pick this in the pick six. But it's 4:30 local time in Oregon, and it'll be 7:30 here. So primetime showcase for Oregon. They haven't had one of those in a little bit. That should be a lot of fun. And by the way, game day there as well with Caitlin Olson.
Checks all the boxes.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in her new show, where apparently she plays a housewife mother who goes to crime scenes, and she's brilliant and she can solve crimes. I don't really know. But the big story this past week, Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh, and Saleh's shocking early dismissal from the New York Jets. I think this caught most of us, if not all of us, completely off guard because the Jets weren't going into a bye week. And you don't make moves like this in times like this unless normally you are, unless something catastrophic happened. Remember that hug with Rodgers and Saleh, and he pushed him away. Remember the post-game comments that Rodgers made? They said, oh, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. There may be more to this. Aaron Rodgers, appearing on the Pat McAfee show, said this about Coach Robert Saleh. Listen.
I love Coach Saleh. We have a very solid relationship. We have since, I met him in 2021. And had a nice conversation when they came and visited us for joint practices. He was a big reason why I came to the Jets.
There's not a whole lot there other than he's saying the right things and he's not in any way avoiding the question. But with that, just because he loves a guy doesn't mean that he doesn't think that he's not the right guy for the job. And just because he loves the guy doesn't mean that when he talked to the ownership group, and in particular Woody Johnson, he didn't necessarily have to say anything. Sometimes it's what you don't say. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, he claims that he didn't have much involvement.
Well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that sound. But based on what you just heard right there, Aaron Rodgers, you know, I love Saleh. We met. He's one of the reasons why I went there. I mean, yeah, I think they do have a real relationship. Doesn't mean it's a working relationship.
No, and like you said, the hug from, what was it, 2 weeks back? Yep. I mean, you just sensed the awkwardness. You sensed, I guess, the tension in that because he didn't try to play it off. He gave him a look like it was almost like a death stare. So I definitely agree. I think there was something else going on. But Rodgers being very politically correct, like he usually is, gives us what we want to hear, I guess.
He knows how to listen. It's a home game for him. He's on McAfee. So he's getting teed up to he knows what's coming. And then he's got a chance to go ahead and play it the way that he wants. But he's not going to say, I didn't think it worked. I'm glad it happened. Obviously. You know, he's savvy like that. We're going to get to more on that in a second. You alluded to the fact that Rodgers talked to Woody Johnson on Monday night. Rodgers and the owner had a phone conversation. That is not normal. That is not, in case you're wondering, that is not usual behavior on Monday night for the owner of the team to call the 40-plus-year-old quarterback who's playing his first full season after playing four downs the season before. Take a listen to what Rodgers said on the McAfee show about his phone call with the team owner, Woody Johnson. Listen.
Yeah, I did talk to Woody. Woody called me on Monday night. We had a short conversation. I appreciated the call. It was a genuine call, and he just asked me how I was doing. Obviously, I got rolled up on in the game, and, my ankle got pretty banged up. So he just called and was asking how I was doing. And, you know, we talked about the game and how disappointed I was in my performance and that I'm going to play better and we're going to get this thing turned around. And then we hung up.
As many of you know from your years with me on JC and the home team, I am a student of deception and deceit detection. Deception, not telling the whole truth exactly. Deceit, flat out lying. I study the science and I integrate it and utilize it in what I do in sports media. You can say what Rodgers did and be deceptive, or you can be flat out deceitful. I didn't hear him make any flat out, we didn't discuss in any way. Nothing was mentioned about. The question that should have been followed up and asked in that spot is that normally what you do? Does Woody Johnson normally call you the night after games to discuss how you're feeling, how you're doing? I'm not certain that question was asked, to be completely honest, but what I do know is this. Rodgers is not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. He may be telling the truth, but he's not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There are three different ways in which human beings can be deceptive and or deceitful, meaning that they are lying or fibbing or whatever you want to call it, right? There is commission, which is a flat out lie, omission, that is leaving things out, and influence, where you attempt to go around and circumnavigate based upon. I'll give you an example. Say there's a politician accused of having an inappropriate affair with a female staffer. Senator, did you have an affair, a physical affair, with that staffer? I absolutely did not. Well, that is commission. That's a flat out lie. Senator, did you have an affair with that staffer? Were we forced to share a hotel, myself, she, and other members of our team because of the travel situation and that hurricane? We did have to share, leaving something out. Influence. Senator, did you have an inappropriate affair with that staffer? I've been married for 35 years. I have 4 children, 8 grandchildren. I go to church every Sunday. I love my wife and I love Jesus Christ. See, that influence didn't answer the question. Didn't say yes, didn't say no, didn't. You gave us all this up, which may be true. You may go to church every Sunday. You may be married 35 years. You may love your wife. Aaron Rodgers did not tell us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that's okay because, well, what does he owe us? What to even discuss what he discussed with the owner really is nobody's business except for the world in which we live as sports media. Aaron Rodgers claimed this about his owner, Woody Johnson. Listen.
Woody has no obligation to let me know of what his plans are. Whether or not he knew what he was doing in that moment is inconsequential. I just appreciated the call that he was checking on me. It was just like a friend call, like he would do. Hey, man, I saw that hit in the game. You doing okay? And we had a nice short 5-minute conversation, and then that was that.
He's under no obligation to tell me whatsoever, right? He's telling the truth there, but you know Aaron Rodgers. I know Aaron Rodgers. We know Aaron Rodgers from the Green Bay situation in which he wasn't told they were going to draft Jordan Love. He wasn't told of the plans in the future. And what happened? The whole soap opera that followed and all of the issues and drama that ensued. So while he's right when he says he doesn't owe me, it doesn't mean Rodgers doesn't expect it. And you're crazy if you think Aaron Rodgers showed up on Tuesday, had no idea whatsoever that this was coming. There's no way in hell, even though he is a rental, even though he's 41 years old in December, the bottom line is Rodgers speaks the truth when he says Woody's not obligated. But we all know Rodgers completely expects to be made not only aware, but to have his input considered. Damian.
No, absolutely. And this is a case of omission because he kind of dodged the answer that we all wanted to hear. You know, he kind of beat around the bush to figure speech. But in this case,
do you believe they didn't discuss it? Do you believe that Woody Johnson said, hey, just checking on you?
No, absolutely not.
Because Rodgers at the end of that's talking about, well, you know, that hard hit that you took and I want to see how you're feeling and all that. You know, Rodgers, listen, sometimes in life, it's not what we say. It's how we say it. Sometimes in life, it's not what we say. It's what we don't.
Right.
What we don't say is every bit as important. For example, let me give you this example. How's it working out with Coach Sala? And if there's a long pause in silence, that tells Woody Johnson a whole lot more than if Aaron Rodgers said, great, it's great, it's great. Right? You can send a message by not even using words. And so, if you watch, this is a Jersey job. You know, I know the Sopranos are North Jersey, this is South Jersey, but this is a Sopranos job of sometimes you give a look and sometimes there's silence and it tells you everything that guy's got to go. Somebody's getting whacked. Aaron Rodgers didn't have to say, Woody, you know, I think we should get rid of. And it maybe isn't even a case of Woody Johnson saying, I'm thinking about replacing Sala. Rodgers doesn't have to say, good, definitely do it. Maybe he just goes,
Right.
And that's good enough. You see what I'm saying?
That silence spoke 1,000 words almost.
It absolutely does. It's not always in life what we say. Sometimes it's even more powerful what we don't say. Think about it. Think about the difference between, hey, do you want to go here and okay versus yes, let's go.
Absolutely.
Michelle Smallman, who you hear weekdays, 6 to 10 a.m. alongside our Evan Cohen and Chris Canty, she not really pleased with what she heard from Rodgers and how she heard from Rodgers. Take a listen to Michelle Smallman on Unsportsmanlike, again, weekday 6 to 10 here on ESPN 106.3, with what she said about hearing Aaron talk.
You want to believe him when you watch him talk. You want to believe that he does have this relationship with Rob Sala and that he was taken aback by this and mm-hmm. that he doesn't like how this went down and he feels badly for Robert Sala and his family. But based on all the reporting we have and what we have seen from the two of them, the body language that we've seen from the two of them, the actions that we've seen between the two of them, not the words, we know that that's not necessarily the entire truth. That's not the whole picture.
Most important thing of what she said there, Damian Perez, was you want to believe, you want to believe. The CIA has a program and they have a protocol on spy catching and on catching lies that can compromise national and global security. The program, there's a book called Spy the Lie, and you can learn the program so you could actually use this in your own life to determine if you're being lied to. Do you know what the biggest obstacle is for our very best human truth detectors? What their biggest obstacle is when determining whether or not someone is being deceptive and or deceitful with them? And I'm talking about from children to parents, to cops, to the very best at the CIA. What is the biggest problem with determining whether or not someone is lying?
If I had to guess,
I'm asking you to guess.
I'm going
to
go with body language.
Body language is incorrect. The biggest problem that our very best truth detectors face is that human beings' default section, their default setting of their brain, is to want to believe. The reason that man was able to cheat on that woman so long, get away so many times, the reason that nonsense was happening, they're stealing on the workplace from their job, is because human beings want to believe they're not being lied to. So even someone whose job it is to determine if we're being lied to, if our spies are double-crossed, double agents, if some of our assets are compromised, is we want to believe they wouldn't lie to us. What she just said at the very beginning of that is fascinating, because that is the number one obstacle of our very bad. The people who are the best at the world at this have to kind of push aside their. It's almost like if I threw something in your face, you have to train yourself not to blink, because your reflex is to blink. And our reflex as human beings is to want to believe what they're saying. Benefit of the doubt.
Right. Instinctive.
Is what. That's the instinct. That's the human side of this. Listen to the rest of what Michelle Smallman said about listening to Aaron Rodgers and his nonsense with talking to Woody Johnson, but having no idea this was coming.
And it makes me mad watching him and watching him explain this, because I feel like I'm getting tricked. I feel like when I watch him, I want to believe him, yet I know better. I know that there was some sort of influence that he had in this decision, whether he pointedly said to Woody Johnson, you need to fire him, he's not the guy, or he just had this big crescendo leading up to this, like you said, Evan, death by a million cuts, so to speak. He had some influence in this decision.
We got a former NFL quarterback who is now a big-time television personality calling Aaron Rodgers a what? Flat out called him a what? And we'll get that to you coming up in just a little bit. When we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson, he will join us live from Las Vegas. He's got the latest line movement. He's not selling you anything, not pushing you anything. Just reporting the facts on how the money is coming in on the big college and pro football games, as well as the movement of the betting lines and what that tells us. We will get with Patrick Everson when we come back. First, though, Anajar and Levine. Speaking of money, accident attorneys, Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Listen, you don't pay anything until and unless you get paid. Anajar and Levine, car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, injured on the job, workers' comp. They handle it all. And they're friends of mine, Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine. They're going to fight to get you the maximum compensation you know you deserve. And again, you don't pay anything up front. You don't pay anything unless you get paid. But talk to an attorney, an actual attorney, about your case. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if you think you're going to deal with the insurance company on your own, think again. That ain't going to happen. The insurance companies will never treat you fair. That's where Anajar and Levine comes in. Call them. Had an accident? Just call them. Anajar and Levine, 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, take back control of your life. Curious what's happening with the point spreads, the money lines, and where the money is coming and going so you can make your own decisions? We got the answer for that. Coming up next is VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson joins us from Las Vegas. It's Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC. Huge day of college football on tap. We go live to Las Vegas in just a moment with the senior reporter of VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson. He's got the latest in line movement and money matters. Follow the money, the big major wagers in Las Vegas from all the sports books. And the liability that exists as well. We'll get with Patrick momentarily. Ex-Golf, West Palm Beach, changing golf forever. The new home of indoor golf, right on Okeechobee Boulevard, right next to I-95. Ex-Golf, play thousands of courses around the world, choose it at your own personal bay. You got your own flat screen 4K Ultra HD TV. You can watch anything you want on your TV while you're eating and drinking and having it delivered right there to you. Charity golf tournaments, why have it outdoors where there's weather and possible cancellations and you can't find the people you're looking for? Have it inside at the brand new state-of-the-art X Golf, which changes golf forever. Find them on Instagram at XGolfWPB. Again, on Instagram at XGolfWPB. It is fun. It is food, it is beverages, it is sports, it is hanging out, and it's actually playing golf. That means short game and putting as well as driving. No more mindlessly just hitting balls. Instead, actually play the game and have some fun with your friends. XGolfWPB on Instagram. And with that, we do go live to Las Vegas, Nevada, to VegasInsider.com. Senior reporter Patrick Everson, who joins us on Saturday Tailgate. Patrick, good morning, sir. Thank you for joining once again.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, Josh.
Appreciate you on Twitter. Everyone should be following on Twitter because Patrick gives you 45 seconds to get you up to speed. He's right, concise, gets right to it. He's as connected as anybody with all of the bookmakers in Las Vegas, so he knows exactly what's happening. Let's get started first. College football, interesting line movement, interesting money line movement. What are we seeing as we look forward to the slate today, Patrick?
Well, if you want to talk, let's just start with line movement, and this is going to be a game that not necessarily a lot of people are looking at, but yep. Significant line movement on Illinois for, and I'm scrolling through my list here real quick, just to, yep. Illinois is home against Purdue. Opener at some spots was as low, and it's a lot, 18.5, but now you've got books up to 22.5.
Wow.
Some of that's dialed back a little bit, but some books got as high as even 23.5, 23, and then finally there was some resistance. So a lot of movement on Illinois, and we'll get to it in a moment. There's some lopsided play that corresponds with that movement, which probably won't surprise you, Josh. And Notre Dame up a couple of points. They were already through. You know, when it's a blowout, it's hard to call it a key number, but they were open in 21.5. And out to 23.5.
Wow.
Against Stanford. But those are the only two kind of notable movements, you know, more than a point and a half,
yep.
That I'm seeing. But there's a few games that definitely have some lopsided action, as we like to talk about each week.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that. Let's get to the lopsided action, because remember, the public has been terrible when all the money has been on one side, with the exception of last week when you told us about Navy, I believe.
Yes. It was all Navy, and
all Navy.
That came together. Yeah, and plus there was a really, really significant one sportsbook took a real, I think it was $215,000 on Navy on the money line, too.
Wow.
So that was an outcome that really fell the public's way. The books definitely got beat up on the Navy game, among others. So since we already kind of touched on that Illinois game, Illinois taking 75% of tickets, which is, you know, fairly heavy. It's not quite that. It's kind of that 80% threshold that you're looking at, but 75% of tickets,
yep.
91% of dollars.
Wow.
For that game, in which, like I noted, that line has seen significant movement. So maybe some sharp play at the lower end of those numbers at like 18.5 and 19 and 19.5. And then as you got closer to the key number 21, certainly when you got through 21, you get some resistance, perhaps some sharp play coming back on the other side to take Purdue and all those points. Mm. Clemson, 76% of tickets, spread tickets, point spread tickets, 83% of spread money for its game, road wow. game against Wake Forest.
I was gonna say, and that's on the
Missouri.
Road. They're on the road at Wake Forest with that kind of lopsided action.
Exactly. Not a whole lot of line movement there, though. It's not with the odds maker I'm checking with. Missouri, which, as we know, got absolutely trucked against Texas A&M, everybody expecting a big bounce back week on the road against a fellow FBS team, but not a very, very respected one. Missouri laying 27.5, and it's 4-1 tickets and almost 4-1 money on Missouri. So they're expecting a bounce back there. And then this one's interesting, and not just because it's my alma mater, Colorado.
Yeah, here we go.
Kansas State against Colorado. This is actually reasonable action favoring Kansas State on the spread. With one particular odds maker, a national book, 58% of tickets, 65% of money on the spread in favor of Kansas. However, whoa. This line's down to 3.5, and most books open in the 4.5 range and made their way down. But when you go to the money line, Josh, who's going to just win the game, period? 88% of bets, 93% of money on Colorado. They are piling on Colorado money, taking the plus money on that money line and rooting hard for an outright win. So what an odds maker told me from this book said, look, what we need there is we need to thread the needle. Kansas State win by like 3.5. Three points, I guess. Actually,
that's asking a lot.
Kansas State win by three.
Kansas State win, but not cover. So you thread the needle, as you said. So what does that action tell you as far as the sharps? You know, for those that are new to the terminology, sharp would be, you know, the professional players, the pros. Squares would be your public. What does this split tell you, this game in particular? All this action, Colorado, what does it tell you is really happening here?
I think the public's on Colorado money line. It was interesting because early this season, Josh, I think the bloom had come off the rose, the shine off the apple, if you will, whatever cliche you want to use, with Deion Sanders and his son Shador. Not so much with Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter's legit. Mm-hmm. And those, and honestly, I'm not saying that Deion and Shador are not, but Travis Hunter is legit. Yeah. Should be where he is in the Heisman odds. Yeah. But, and the whole other story entirely. But, the, you know, they didn't look good against Nebraska. They could have lost to North Dakota, or North Dakota State. I'm trying to remember which one that was. But they didn't look great. Well, now they're 4-1. They went to Central Florida and rolled as almost 2-touchdown underdogs. So I think the public is just very much on, hey, Colorado's going to win this game. Why would I, you know, why lay the minus 110 at 3.5 when I can get plus 145 to just take them to win the game on their home field against Kansas State.
Got it. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. And remember, this entire show, available immediately after we're done, as a podcast, commercial breaks, cut out, wherever you get your podcast. Just punch in and search Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen and hit subscribe. All right, Sunday, let's get to the NFL and also a touch of baseball, because we're into that. And we'll forget about what happened. We'll forget about what happened Friday night, obviously last night, in the NL divisional series. We'll scratch that. But let's get to the NFL and the line movement and the major wagers and the red flags, because Sunday NFL, it's a little easier, fewer games, particularly with buys, to focus on. What are we seeing movement-wise for the NFL?
Right, and I'm just kind of flipping through the list again right now to see if there's anything significant.
Yep.
You know, a point or two here and there. You know, Titans from 1.5 to 2.5, which is interesting in a game of two teams that I don't think people are terribly interested in.
Yep.
Falcons is interesting because there's a big, again, I know it's not a game that, you know, when you got the Panthers involved, not everybody's going to be really interested, but that's gone from 4.5 to 6.
Wow.
And I'll touch on one of the reasons why in a moment. Most of these other games, what I'm seeing is, you know, a point, not much more than that of movement. The Falcons have gone 1.5, sitting on a key number now, while also being one of the most lopsided games in the NFL this week. You got 79 with one odds maker, one national odds maker, 79% of tickets, 80% of money on the spread on Atlanta. And in addition, that same book took a $150,000 play on Falcons minus 275 on the money line.
Oh boy.
So just the Falcons to just win the game. Doesn't matter how many points, but a pretty significant wager, $150,000 Falcons minus 275 on the money line. So that game is lopsided in a whole lot of ways. To give you an example of what that does to the money line, Josh, 60% of money line bets, tickets for the game, are on the Falcons, but that's translated to 89% of money.
Wow.
So that tells you that $150,000 bet is really skewing that number.
Yeah, the big money on the Falcons. It sounds like the sharps were on it early, and it sounds like the public got on the – sounds like the whole world is betting the Falcons either on the point spread, which, as you said, went from 4.5 to 6, 6 being a key number like 3 and 7. And that game – again, that's on the road. That's at Carolina. That one, that feels a little risky to me, Patrick. That money, that money influx, it makes me a little nervous.
Oh, I can see why you'd be a little nervous, but you are right in your assessment about sharp betting. There's another odds maker here in Vegas, national odds maker, but working out of here in Vegas as well, who did say, look, the sharp bettors were taking the Falcons, driving that number up. So that's definitely a game that's seeing some sharp play. Some other lopsided games, the Steelers playing here in Vegas against the Raiders. Yep. 81 with one national odds maker, 81% of bets, 87% of money on Pittsburgh on the point spread. Now, the spread has actually come down a little bit, but you've got significant tickets and money, the public definitely on Pittsburgh this week. The Lions, this is one of the better games of the day with the Lions and the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
And it is all Lions with this odds maker as we head into the weekend. Now, a lot can change between now and Sunday, but I don't think the public is going to stay on Detroit, no question here. 81% of bets on the spread, 85% of money on the spread going in favor of Detroit in that game. And then here's one that's interesting because this is a game of the week as well, and one that we wouldn't have expected a few weeks back to be a game of the week potentially, but the Commanders and the Ravens. So we've talked the last couple of weeks, Josh, the Commanders becoming a very public team in a big hurry. And they're public here for sure. With one odds maker, 74% of tickets, 65% of money on Washington on the road. Now, look, that's not super lopsided, but it's certainly solidly in favor of the Commanders.
Yeah.
But we've got a Colorado situation here, Josh. 88% on the money line, just the team to win the game, don't have to cover the spread. 88% of money line bets in the Commanders-Ravens game are on Washington. 94% of money line dollars on Washington.
Really?
To win the game as the road underdog. They are piling on. They love that plus 240, plus 250 price or so. So they like Washington to go on the road. No doubt public, but I will say one other odds maker did say that this line was as high as Commander 7, or rather Ravens 7. Ravens minus 7, and they did see sharp money on Commanders plus 7, which is why that's sitting plus 6.5.
Wow, that is insane. Think about what this line would have been if Jaden Daniels wouldn't have turned out to be Jaden Daniels of the first 5 weeks of the season. This would have been a Ravens line of probably laying almost double what they are. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, not only a home dog yet again, this is like, we haven't seen this since the Quincy Carter era. They are a sizable home dog, not on the line, but with the action, which is mind-blowing. All right, liabilities, real quick. I know there's a liability in the American League Championship Series on the baseball side. Are there any other liabilities where the sports books are basically, fingers crossed, rooting against the public because of whom?
Well, they're rooting against the Mets now, who are starting to create a lot of issues. I talked with one odds maker on Thursday night, and he let me know that they're holding several tickets on the Mets at 80-1 to win the World Series, all of which would pay almost six figures, he said.
Oh, boy.
I think we've talked a little bit. The Tigers are certainly a problem. The liability doesn't pile up as much when you've got those short numbers like it does on a Detroit, who you could have gotten at 500-1 in August, or the Mets, who we talked about, all those 80-1 tickets I just acknowledged.
The Mets and the Tigers have the liability for the sports books when it comes to baseball. All right. The numbers are fascinating. The betting splits are fascinating. The insight is also fascinating. We appreciate you as always. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson. Follow him on Twitter and get the latest line movements and action updates right up to kickoff and then some. As he says on Twitter, give him 45 seconds and he'll get you up to speed. And I love that because no one's got time for all the nonsense and all the nonsense. And you know how it is now. The new school influencer, just give me the information and that's what you do. VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson. Appreciate you as always, my friend. Best of luck to you this weekend.
You as well. Thanks a lot.
Time now for our pick six. Presented by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Happy hour weekdays. It's the perfect time of year to be at Twin Peaks. Here's why. Watch all the baseball. Watch all the football. Watch all the hockey. Your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. It's the confluence. It's the equinox of sports. Plus, all the fights. Never a cover for any UFC, any MMA, any boxing pay-per-views. And there's lots of those coming up. Just go to Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, and Davie. Here's what I recommend. Get a side of the billionaire bacon, which starts sweet and then finishes with a kick of heat. And get a side of white gravy. Dip that billionaire bacon in the white gravy. Damian Perez, you'll thank me.
Sounds amazing.
You'll also call
me hungry.
You'll call your cardiologist, but you'll thank me, I assure you. It is your UFC fight headquarters. They are the official partner of the UFC. Twin Peaks, never recover. You heard what I said. To watch any of the fights. Any of the boxing, MMA, the PFL big fight card coming up next weekend. Why pay for it when you can watch it all for free at Twin Peaks? All right, let's get our Saturday tailgate pick six presented by Twin Peaks. Texas at Oklahoma, this neutral site, the Red River Shootout. Oklahoma catching 14 points. Texas, Oklahoma, what are you doing with the 14? Damian.
Very excited for this game, but give me the favorite. I'll take Texas minus 14 in this game.
Texas laying the points. I'm going to go opposite you. I am going to take the Boomer Sooner plus 14 to keep this inside of 10 points. This is Ohio State at Oregon. This is the game, the big game of Saturday tailgate. Oregon, the 3-point home dog. I think we already know your lean on this, but confirm it. You're taking them to win outright.
Yes, sir. Give me the home dogs and give me the points plus 3.
I am with you. I will join you. I'll take Oregon plus the 3 at home. I'm not sure they cover. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure they win outright is what I'm saying. This feels to me like a game that might end inside the number 1-2 and or 3. We shall see, but I'll take Oregon with you. Sunday NFL action. Finally, Arizona at Green Bay. Green Bay laying 5, and a reminder, point spreads of 5 are generally fugazi. something a little fishy, a little fugazi. Who you got, Damian?
Give me the underdogs. Give me Arizona and give me the points in this game.
Cardinals score some points. Cardinals offense is interesting. I heard it said this past week, no one is more careless and reckless with the ball than Jordan Love. He got away with it last year, particularly down the stretch. Tremendous touchdown interception ratio, but just because you got away with it doesn't mean you're not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're reckless and careless doesn't mean you get caught. We all know people that used to drink and drive home and got home safe. Shouldn't do it. One of these days you're going to get popped or worse. I like Green Bay, but 5 is a fugazi number. But then again, that offense, they can do things. Give me Green Bay. Give me Green Bay minus the 5. This is the game, boy. This is the game. We may see a coaching change come out of this one, or at least quarterback. Cleveland Browns, Philadelphia Eagles. This one is in South Philly. Eagles are minus 9.5-point favorite. Is this the end of Deshaun Watson? Can it be? $250 million? What you got?
I don't know if the Browns will win this game, but I do think 9.5 is too many points.
9.5.
9.5. 9.5 yeah. is too many points. So give me the underdogs in this one, too. Browns plus 9.5.
All of a sudden, you're a Olympic gymnastics judge, which are 9.5. Eagles win this game. The Browns have quit. They've quit. They've quit on their quarterback, and their quarterback seems to have quit on the organization. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles in this spot, laying the 9.5. Washington at Baltimore. You heard Patrick Everson say the whole world is betting Washington not just to cover, but to win this game, which is crazy to me. Who you got?
At home, I think this will be a statement. I'll take the favorite, Baltimore minus 6.5.
Jaden Daniels got to come back to earth. At some point, he's got to come back to earth. Is this that spot? I don't know. I wish this line was Baltimore minus 4. I'd feel a whole lot better. I don't feel like laying the 6.5 because they're going to run the ball. They're going to shorten the game and give him fewer opportunities and fewer possessions, which is crazy to think about doing that to a rookie quarterback in week 6. Washington covers, Baltimore wins. Washington plus the 6.5 for me. Who'd you take? I'm sorry.
Baltimore. Okay. I took the favorite in this one.
Okay. Got it. And finally, the late window. Detroit at Dallas. The Cowboys once again a home dog. How does this happen? Cowboys plus 3 at home. Who you got?
Off a bye, I think Detroit will cover this. They'll win this game, and they'll potentially blow out Dallas in this game.
Dallas has not been good at home, as we know, from the end of last season, the beginning of this season. This was the game last year in which Dan Campbell refused to give up on his 2-point conversion, remember, after the penalty for not reporting, which should never have been a penalty in the first place. It was my birthday. It ruined my birthday. Detroit wins this game. Detroit covers this game. Dallas is a paper contender. They're a pretender. Give me the Detroit Lions. And there is your Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 presented by Twin Peaks. We come back. We got your Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC Fight Night and your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play. By the way, it hit again last week, 2 consecutive weeks now. My teaser play has cashed. But first, this reminder, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Shout out to my guys at St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Great family-owned business. They got 18 total car care centers right now, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. I got an oil change for them back in 1998. That's how far back we go, like babies and pacifiers. You want somebody working on your car that's not looking for ways to screw you and job you and pad the bill. You want somebody taking care of your car, your maintenance, so it will run better and last longer to save you money, because your car is your second biggest investment. They do everything from oil changes faster and cheaper than the dealership where you bought your car, to batteries for any and every kind of vehicle, not just your car, your truck, your RV, but also, what about your golf cart, your side-by-side, your boat, your jet ski? They got batteries for everything. What they got is integrity. What they got is, they're the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. They've been doing what they do longer than I've even been alive. These are great people. From West Palm through the Treasure Coast, you got 18 now locations. What does that tell you? When you're beating the major corporations, it tells you treat people right, you do right by them. And they will for you and your vehicle, because they know your car. And they know what it needs and what it doesn't and how to save you money. Go to slbt.com, slbt.com, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Or just pop in, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Twin Peaks, Fight Picks, and your Hard Rock Bet. Easy money. Play coming up next. It is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your Twin Peaks Fight Picks UFC Fight Night. This one, Inside the Apex, Royval and Tyra. Got a couple picks we're going to give for you, including on the main card. Let's go Grant Dawson, but let's put him in a parlay with Garimba and Ramazobek. If you put those together on Hard Rock Bet, that's a minus 107 play. Do that. But for the main event of the evening, let's go ahead and let's take the favorite, Tyra, at minus 290 to win that fight and maybe even do it inside the distance, even though it should be a long night of fights regardless. And speaking of the bets, let's go ahead with this week's Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sportsbook. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
Betting on football, betting on sports, not legal for the first time ever in October in Florida because of Hard Rock Bet. Get on right now. Download from the App Store, Google Play Store, hardrock.bet. October, you get the new Flex Parlay. That means you don't have to hit every single leg. You can still get paid. You can choose how much you want to get paid based on how many legs you get right. Try Hard Rock Bet right now and get $100 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. No matter how you choose to do it, parlay, prop, over, under, whatever you choose, so be it. It's the best time to be betting right now. Baseball, hockey, live, parlays, teasers, football. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. Sign up now and get that free bonus bet as well. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And thank you, Hard Rock Bet, for the money this past week, which will come in handy come Christmas time with gifts to give. I'm on a two-week win streak with my four-team 10-point teaser on Hard Rock Bet. Here's what you're going to do. Take the Eagles. Instead of -9.5, now they're plus half a point. Washington, instead of +6.5, add the 10 points. Now they're +16.5. Houston, instead of being -6.5, take the 10 and make them +3.5 points. And for Detroit and Dallas, let's make it going over 42. So again, Philly, Washington, Houston Texans, and the over in Detroit and Dallas. Under teasers on Hard Rock Bet. Four team, move the line 10 points. That's even money. That's 200 to make 200 fair and square. Thank you, Hard Rock Bet. Everybody, have a great weekend in sports. Enjoy the baseball, the football, the hockey, the fight, and everything else. Subscribe to my new show, Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. It's blowing up right now on YouTube. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Remember, every day above ground is a good day. Saturdays remain for the boys. See you next week. Good luck.